You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. This year, thanks to a National Endowment for Humanities grant, Bakersfield College has been focusing on how labor and energy have historically intersected with art and literature. As a part of that, they've invited Dr. Sarah Wald, a professor at the University of Oregon, to come speak later this week. Dr. Wald has studied the relationship between race and the environment, immigration and citizenship, food studies, environmental justice, and nature in popular culture. To give us a preview of her talk at Bakersfield College, she's on the line with us. Dr. Sarah Wald, thank you for being here.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
So I just listed some of your research areas, but you've written on some of that in your book. It's called The Nature of California, Race, Citizenship, and the American Farmworker. Can you talk a little bit about what you found in doing that research?
Yes. So I'm really interested in cultural narratives, by which I mean I'm really interested in the power of various kinds of storytelling to bring certain parts of our lives into focus and to obscure other parts of our lives. And I became very interested in stories about farm workers and about farmers and by farm workers in particular as a way to understand agricultural labor in our country, but also as a way to think about our larger systems of the economy and ecology and questions of race and citizenship. It became very clear to me when I originally started looking at stories by and about farm workers, particularly in California, how central ideas about race, citizenship, and nature were to the kind of work that these stories were doing and how different they often were from the stories that are more widely understood, things that we see in, say, television ads for Chipotle or Dodge Ram commercials that tell a particular story about who farmers are and who farm workers are. So I'm really interested in those contradictions between different kinds of stories, but also the ways in which certain lives and certain narratives become visible and others become invisible, and what that tells us more largely about justice in society.
Being that this is going to talk about, you know, how these things are represented in popular culture, can you sort of give us a sense of, like, what does the layperson not notice about race and the environment or immigration and citizenship in pop culture? What's maybe happening when we're watching TV or watching those ads that you mentioned that we're just not seeing?
So one of the advertisements that really fascinates me is this advertisement from the Super Bowl from a few years ago by Dodge Ram that's set to this 1978 speech from Paul Harvey, God Made a Farmer. And the ad is the speech with all of these beautiful photographs of the image of the contemporary farmer. And it's a nostalgic, sad, reverent speech. And then it ends by flashing on the screen the picture of the Dodge Ram and the line to the farmer in all of us. And it really, I think, is telling that we have this idea that even as many people are no longer farmers or farm workers, that we've, as a society as a whole, moved away from agricultural labor, our vision is that we should all have a little farmer inside of us, and that speaks to this reverence for these particular values. And in that reverence, we don't think about what's happening to the land in these stories. We don't think about farm workers. So even the smallest farms generally depend on migrant farm labor. So this idea that people have about buying local and buying organic is in many ways ideas that I, you know, celebrate and endorse and do, but I also think we forget that if you're at the farmer's market and in our broader culture and buying fruit, we're not thinking about the fact that fruit was probably picked by a farm worker. And so we talk about know your farmer, but we don't talk about know your farm worker as part of the larger food movement. And I really think that we should. And I think it's this recurring dominance of these sort of Jeffersonian ideas in the stories we tell that lead to the continued invisibility of farm workers, even among people who are really interested in promoting justice and sustainability around food.
One point of irony that I've often heard is that undocumented immigrants make up a lot of farm labor, and yet communities where agriculture is a big industry often tend to hold conservative values. And we've seen that strongly expressed through immigration policies that aren't friendly to undocumented immigrants. Is that something that you'll be discussing as well?
You know, I want to talk about it a little bit because I think it's a really important context. And one of the things that's become very clear to me looking at representations of farm workers today is that representations of farmers and farm workers become a way or a place that we have this larger conversation about immigration, about who is an American, who can become an American and can't become an American. And so a lot of the time when we're talking about farm workers, we're both actually talking about farm workers, and we're also talking about this other question around race and immigration. I'm from California, and I was in high school during Prop 187, which you may know or remember was a ballot measure in 1994 that really criminalized immigrants and really put the onus of racial profiling onto immigrants. And so when I went into this project early on, I was very aware of the ways in which our discourses around immigration and citizenship are overdetermined by our ideas about race. And I think that's absolutely still the case in our larger culture and in a lot of the works that I'm really interested in.
When you'll be in Bakersfield, beyond sort of touching on that point, what else are you planning on talking about? What do you want to be, I guess, your big takeaway?
I think the biggest takeaway that I want people to have is the value of the humanities, the value of looking at stories and understanding that stories are really powerful. And they are not disconnected from the political, from the economic. I mean, we often talk about climate change, for example, and we think about having all of these reports and scientific consensus, but it's not just the science that matters here. It's also the kinds of stories. If we're going to look at who believes versus who's a skeptic, that's the whole dialogue is structured by different conventions of storytelling. And so I think farm work is a similar issue. When we're talking about farm work and the way that farm labor becomes a proxy for conversations around citizenship and immigration, the stories we tell are powerful, and whose stories we tell and what we take away from that story ends up shaping a larger political dialogue. And we're really harmed if we do not attend to those stories carefully and really think through the consequences of the stories we tell and whose stories we tell.
Have you been to the Central Valley before?
I have not been to Bakersfield before, and I'm really excited to be there. It's, in my experience, it's really amazing to go to a place that you have read a lot about but haven't actually walked around. And as a literary scholar, I often can spend many hours sitting with a stack of books. And so to be actually able to walk around the contemporary landscape and think about how that's at interplay with many of the texts I've studied is incredibly exciting. I've been looking forward to coming to Bakersfield and going to Dust Bowl days since I first received the invitation.
All right, Sarah. Well, I think we're going to have to leave it there. Dr. Sarah Wald will be at Bakersfield College this Thursday. She studied representations of race, immigration, labor, and environment, and she will be speaking about that and more. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you.